up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to episode 9 of the Competent Conversations podcast.
Yes, sir.
I'm here with my co-host, Taekwon Lino, and our goal is to
enlighten others so that they can be the best version of themselves, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you're here because you want to be that best version of yourself, mm-hmm. So we thank you for watching. Today, we're going to talk about the fear of failure. Mm-hmm. This was something Taekwon and I spoke about when I was on my drive up from Florida to Pennsylvania. I've been here for a couple of days now for the holidays, and we had a lengthy conversation about it. You know, we had 16 hours to talk, but we talked for about two of them. So let's go over some of the things that we spoke mm-hmm. about during that conversation.
Yeah. Just want to go ahead and put it out there. Full disclaimer. This conversation is not going to be as detailed as the one we had on the phone because I don't remember everything I said. But without further ado, so I recall watching the Kobe Bryant interview, right?
Yeah.
And in the interview, I was like truly inspired mm-hmm. by this man's work ethic. And I'm like, yo, I got to see more about this man. Like, I've always watched him growing up, like, but he always seemed like a little too cocky, too arrogant. Mm-hmm. But now I see why. The man's training ethic was crazy. But when you go to the root of everything else, he said he was been playing since 2, and you know, he's been ambidextrous since a younger age, I think 4. But at age 10, he was in a summer league that his dad was teaching with all the greats that went through, like Earl of Pearl and Wilt Chamberlain. Mm-hmm. And that first year there, he didn't score not a 1 point. Mm-hmm. And then his dad pulled him aside, like, yo, son, whether you score 0 or whether you score 60, I'm going to love you regardless. Right? And Kobe said, you know, that moment itself meant so much to me. It defined my future because my dad gave me the permission to fail. And at that point in the video, I just stopped and I thought about it. I was like, yo, the permission to fail, like, why do we need permission to fail, right? And it's because we're afraid to fail. So now somebody gives you the permission to fail, it's like they're saying, okay, I know you can't accomplish this, so mm-hmm. it's all right. You go ahead and I'm not going to be mad at you. Mm-hmm. Now you want to prove them wrong. Mm-hmm. That's that motivation. That's that intrinsic motivation.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just kind of unpack that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Why are we afraid to fail?
I think that a lot of fear of failure comes from judgment and shame. Mm-hmm. Like, people, you're given certain morals, values, and standards from your parents, right? Or teachers or any type of authority figure in your life. And the reason why you follow those ideals is because you feel like, if I don't follow those, then I'm something to be looked down upon. The opposite of what the standard is something that's not commendable, right? So with that being said, you don't want to be that uncommendable or shameful person by not reaching that standard. So we get so caught up in wanting to always stay in that box of that standard and not get our hands messy and not bruise our elbows or scrape our knees in the process, that we become scared to fail, because if we do fail, then that's going to rupture our character. It's going to rupture our identity, right? So therefore, you want to stay in that box. But the funny thing is that you're suffocating at the same time, right? That you don't go ahead and step out of that comfort zone because you're not evolving, you're not growing.
Right.
But once you do step out of that comfort zone and realize that the only way you're going to achieve something is by failing, because failure is a symbol that you're trying,
right?
If you're not trying anything new, then you can't fail. But the fact that you are failing, it means that, okay, I just learned a way that it doesn't work. So therefore, that gives you the hints as to how it does work and how it can work in your life. Okay. So when you're going after something and you're in it for the long haul, you should expect to fail and look forward to failure, because it's going to actually get you closer to where you want to be, to that destination. And you're going to really have that endurance if you really are meant for the thing and if you really mm-hmm. care about it to a high degree.
Right. So in a sense, failure is like the equivalent of growth, right? If you don't try anything new, you don't learn anything new, right? But at the same time, we all have this fear of like change. We all have this fear of trying something new for the first time, but let's think about how many times in a day we actually do something for the first time without realizing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Driving the speed limit, right? The speed limit is 60, and you edge over a little bit and hit 61. That's your first time ever hitting 61. You know what I mean? You didn't think twice about it. It just happened, right? When you take that mindset, you can apply it to anything else. Like, why am I afraid to try something? Like, I incrementally can improve, or I can incrementally change certain things. So if you see somebody of the opposing sex or somebody that you value or whatever, that you want to tell them something, you go ahead and just do it. You may not want to do it all in one leap, but take those incremental steps. Like, all right, today I took 2 steps forward. You know what I mean? Like, start journaling these things, because change is nothing to fear. It's a way of growth. Was it Thomas Edison who was like the light bulb, I believe?
Yeah.
I learned 9,999 ways not to make a light bulb. The 10,000 one was the right one. Mm-hmm. Things like that. These examples are in our history. Like, you look at Muhammad Ali and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and all these athletes and all these people that the rags to riches stories. Like, if they never tried something new, they would have never grown to this new height, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think we should all just try to, like, learn how to fail.
Absolutely. And I think a huge thing that plays into the ability to fail or the willingness to fail or not is if you have a good self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, it goes back to your parents as to what did they program your mind with. Right. Did they tell you were so smart, you're so cute or handsome or whatever you are, you're so, you learn quickly, you know, whatever the case may be. If they gave you that security, then you're kind of have some armor up for when things go left, because you're going at something. And when I say something, that could be a goal or it could be even a relationship. Okay. If you're scared to fail, you may not want to go ahead and do the spontaneous thing with the girl or guy that you're dating because you're worried about what they're going to think about you. But if you think you're cool regardless, or that, you know, I'm accepted regardless, which starts with self-acceptance, you have no fear as to what that person thinks when you did something that follows your heart, right? Because at the end of the day, you're just being you. And we're all unique, just like every fingerprint is different on our body, you know, and anyone's, no two fingerprints are the same, right? So we're all unique, and if you can embrace that uniqueness, which has its root in good self-esteem or good, a healthy self-identity, let's say,
right,
then you're more likely to fail as well, because you feel good about yourself regardless. You're proud of yourself regardless. You know that you're worth something, right? Because I think that if we fail, or we, like, don't get to a certain point that we wanted to get to, like, right away or quick, we start to think less of ourselves, like, oh man, maybe this wasn't meant for me. Oh, right. Maybe I'm not smart enough, that's why. You know, maybe it's because I don't have enough money, and if I did, then I could get this done. Like, all that stuff has to go out the window, because, not to make you delusional, but to make you, it's not resourceful for where you want to go. You have to think of things that are only going to complement the direction in which you desire to go.
Okay. I remember we actually, we said something along the lines of, when you're in the gym and you're lifting those weights, you want the muscles to tear. You want them to rip apart, pretty much. You want to shred the muscles so that they can repair and become stronger. Mm-hmm. To do that, you have to exercise to a point of failure, right? And in the gym, a lot of people have no problem doing that. You don't realize that you're failing, like, because you feel like you're growing, which is like that same thing I just said earlier. They're the same thing. So a lot of times we look at different things in life and we're like, well, how can I equate that gym mentality to everything else I'm doing in life? If you fail a test, you learn how not to pass it. So now you find different ways to pass that test. Mm-hmm. Like, you learn, oh, maybe I shouldn't have stayed up all night drinking. Maybe I shouldn't have partied. Maybe I should have studied more. Like, you learn from this. Everything in life is about experiencing, right? So you got to experience these things sometimes just so you can find a way to evolve and blossom and grow from it. And as kids, we're not afraid of change. We're not afraid to take that first step. We're not afraid to lose that first tooth, to take that first crawl, to roll over, to fall. It's not until the adults look at us and they say, oh, are you okay that you fell? Or, you know, oh, he took his first step. And the baby falls down because we shocked the baby, right? So all these things right here are just examples of the change we've made as infants, and we can adapt to that in real life times now, like in adult times now.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, what you said is definitely true. And you only, for example, like when I wanted to go after my goals and when I'm starting on everything that I seek to do, there's a lot of doubt, there's a lot of criticism. I'm actually back home now, like I said earlier, and I got mixed feedback from everything I've been doing in the past couple of years, right? So most of it was positive love, most of it was positive support, but then I heard through the grapevine a lot of, not even a lot, actually one person who has some negative things to say, right?
Right.
And I feel like that perspective, that person who's going to put doubt into your mind, who's not going to believe in what you're doing, who's going to see everything that's wrong with it, who's going to find the negative insight to add to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. One, they're usually not doing anything themselves because they're crippled by fear.
Okay.
So they want you to stay in that same element. They want you to stay in that same...
Kind of like be equals with them.
Yeah, they want to. Yeah, they want you to stay in that same habitat of fear, because then that makes them feel better about where they live. But if you're living in a different environment, that makes them feel like, well, why am I not there? Right. They don't want to face those demons, so they'd rather pull you down. Mm-hmm. The second thing was, that person is always going to be there. That critic is always going to be there. Right. There's never going to be someone that sees your views or sees it your way all the time. But you have to live with you. They don't have to live with you. So if they throw you off your course, they go to sleep at night and they're fine. But you're going to be the one that's affected. So to not have that debilitate you, you have to move forward in spite of that and actually use it as fuel. When I'm going after a new task and I'm having a hard day time, I'm having a hard time motivating myself that day, sometimes I'll think of the stuff that was trying to prevent me and look at the position you're in now. You have the ability to do certain things that you couldn't do before. Just don't be lazy and you can do it, right? So to break out of that laziness, I'll say, yo, I'll look at what I do have now compared to what I didn't have. And when I didn't have it, how bad did I want to have what I have now? Right. Therefore, let me use these tools, right? So no matter what you do, you're going to have people that are going to bring you back into that fear mentality or pour that fear mentality on what you're doing, right? I'll be actually transparent. Before I went to do this video, it was real cold in this basement, right? I'm at my mom's house.
This video.
I'm in my mom's house, and it was cold, so I put on my sweater, my vest. I actually had this on throughout the day, but I kept it on instead of taking it off. And my sister was like, "Why are you gonna wear that? Then now they're gonna think that the basement is so cold, and you're gonna look like why? They're gonna think, why are you bundled up? Why you're in a..." I'm like, the person probably not even going to think that. I wouldn't think that if I saw this. I just think, okay, he's wearing his outfit that he had on today. They're in a certain setting, and that's cool. I want to hear the information they have, right?
Right.
This is a small example. I love my family, love my sisters. There's nothing to badmouth them.
You're not going
to
watch this anyway.
Right? It's just an example to say, like, even to the smallest detail, people are going to say things to derail you from what you think is right, from what you think is cool, from what you think is adequate. So it's your choice then to listen to it or not to listen to it.
It's funny because this same exact thing we were talking about earlier. So I guess it kind of complements this situation as far as like fearing of failure, right? When Rashad and I started this venture, I remember I was like, all right, I'm down to do it. We have some great insight, but it was like a lot of nervousness. Like, I'm one of those people, I like to take calculated risks. I like to think about every single thing, everything that can go wrong, everything that can go right, and I like to steer on the right side of things. That's the problem with fearing this failure. When you have this fear of failure, sometimes you don't want to try things, or sometimes you try so hard to stay away from them that you end up not acting at all, right? Good thing I have Rashard here, because he's been telling me, like, yo, let's just do it. Let's just do it. And Rashard, a lot of people, like, you see his videos and everything like that. This man is a very persistent person. He does not give up. So after so many times, hey, let's do it. Let's name the podcast this. After a certain amount of time, I'm done arguing with him. Right? I'm just like, nah, this is not a battle I need to fight. But then it proves to me, like, yo, I overthink things.
Yeah.
And it motivates me to go even harder. Because now I see that he's doing this. And I'm like, yo, I could be doing the same thing. Why am I holding myself back? These thoughts are holding me back. So earlier today, we were talking about how we started. And I was like, you know, I just came back from our 10-year reunion yesterday. And a lot of people, they showed so much love and there's so much energy in the air.
High school reunion, I'm sorry.
It was like so much love in the air. And I'm like, yo, this is great. People that I didn't even know was watching the podcast are actually coming up to me like, yo, you're inspiring me. This is great. Keep it going. And I'm like, man, y'all don't be commenting. Y'all don't be liking. So I don't know. I don't see it. I was nervous to go because I'm like, yo, I don't want anybody to sit there and try to throw any dirt on my name because I'm doing something positive. But then I was thinking about it, I'm like, yo, anytime you try to do anything to break the mold, go against the grain, there's always going to be somebody who tries to shoot you down. And it's like, my only rebuttal I can think of is like, what are you doing to change the world? This is my effort of changing the world. This is my effort to spark the interest in somebody else to change the world. This is my effort to inspire the youth, to inspire people that's my brother age. We're 10 years apart. So something like that, like, I can't let somebody take that away from me. I can't stop inspiring people because one person hates. And truth be told, if you're going to ever hate on somebody who's doing something that's right, keep it to yourself. Keep it off the comments. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, because people are always having a thought, that the own thought battle in their head, and they may have circumstances that you have nothing, you know nothing about, right? Right. We walk past people every day. We're driving past people in traffic every single day. Everyone in that car has a different mindset, has a different problem they're facing. Mm-hmm. You may go to the gym. There's a gym full of people. Every person has a different scenario they're going through.
Right.
And the challenging times, because pain is very dense, mm-hmm. so the challenging times are weighing on them. And how much better do you think their day would be if they heard something positive and encouraging mm-hmm. opposed to another form of criticism? How would that make you feel if you seen someone who just out of nowhere complimented you on some of the better aspects of yourself? They see things that you're doing, whether that's in the gym and they see you regularly, or they just walking by you one day and they compliment you on something. How much better would that make you feel when you think about the load you have on your shoulders mm-hmm. as you're going through your day? We hear all the negative stuff. We hear it in music. We hear it in conversation. Sometimes it's people's automatic response when you're dealing with them, family, right. friends, whoever. How much better does it feel when you actually compliment them? You won't do it. Well, some people won't do it, I'll say, because it's an ego thing. They think that if I build them up, I'm belittling myself. But no, you're putting out positive energy in the universe. And guess what? The universe has a funny way of doing things where when you keep putting out positive, you just keep going. You're a machine mm-hmm. of positivity. Something else in the universe, you want to call it God, you want to call it the universe, whatever, it gives you favor. Mm-hmm. You start getting favor in life, and you start getting those positive entities coming back your way.
And positive right? reinforcements, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and you're just going to, and then as you're going harder, like, there's a quote I love called, well, it's not a quote, the name of the passage is called The Man in the Arena, and it's by Teddy Roosevelt, one of the former presidents, and I'm sure you guys have heard about it. But it's pretty much talks about, it's not about the critic who talks about how the guy in the arena could have worked harder, how he could have done this, how he could have done that. It's about the guy who's getting his face dirty, he's getting his hands dirty, mm-hmm. who has blood, sweat, and tears coming down his face because he's working so hard, right? And they say that whether he wins or fails, he will never know what it means to be a timid soul. Meaning a lot of you have something in you that you want to express, that you want to get out, but you're crumbling inside. You're like shivering almost. Mm-hmm. And if you were to, imagine if you were to go in the route of that fear, if you were to go forward in spite of that and just break out of that shell, what type of power, what type of energy, what type of impact would you have on the people around you in whatever you do? You don't got to do motivational, inspirational speaking, psychology, fitness. You don't have to do that. You're unique, like I said earlier, just like every one of our fingerprints. What is your specific calling? There's nothing that's going to make you feel happier than that. And damn sure that procrastinating and that distraction that you're getting consumed by to make you feel better, forget about the challenges that you have that can grow you. Those excuses aren't going to make you feel better either. There's nothing better that makes me than going ahead and accomplishing the next thing in direction of what I love most. Not even a cup of wine, not anything. Having sex like that, I enjoy these things, but I would feel less of myself if I didn't have the gratification from doing what I love.
All right, so to complement what you were saying earlier, the whole thing about like the fat man in the gym, right? A lot of people are quick to say negative things. They're quick to be like, oh, look, that's fat person working out. Oh, he'll never get in shape. We're quick to bash other people instead of bring them up, right? But that fat person is not afraid of failure. They already know. They've heard all the jokes. They may even joke about themselves in like the self-deprecating manner, which I hate that. But anyways, they are already trying to make a change, right? They already overcame the fear of failure. So when they go to the gym and they're working out, they don't need those ignorant comments. They need somebody who's saying, good job, man, keep it up. They need that encouragement. They need that enlightenment. So the same way we're doing this podcast, the same way we do our live shows and everything like that, I never want anybody to come through and be like, yo, here's some negative energy to toss towards that. Because it's like, if Rashard and I are doing something so great and so positive, and somebody was to come along and just break that down, then we stop. What would that lead to? Maybe there's somebody watching this who's thinking about suicide or anything like that, or self-harm in any way, somebody who's engaging in self-destructive habits that needs to see these videos. If we was to stop what we was doing, dare I say, somebody may lose a life. Like, and I might, that might be far-fetched, but at the same time, it might be true, fool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We don't know. But this is our imprint on the world. This is what we're doing to make that change happen. Mm-hmm. So, again, the fat person in the gym, it could be life or death. They could be facing a heart attack. If they stop coming, their heart attack risk increases. So let's stop shaming others. Let's stop having this fear of failure. And let's like try to spread this positivity around. That's what I really got to say.
Absolutely. And like you said, the fat person in the gym, they've heard all the jokes. You got to ask yourself. So you're not going to go ahead and do what you love and do what you want. Mm-hmm. You obviously seen what lifestyle, the procrastinating, the being lazy, the mm-hmm. having fear, and preventing yourself from living, you've seen what that provides you. My question to you is, do you like that life? And do you think that you could provide a better life for yourself if you move forward? And instead of practicing those other virtues, you practice courage, persistence, determination, mm-hmm. right? Diligence. You practice those things and character. Mm-hmm. Because you never would understand, you never know someone that you're just nice to in the street, someone that you go into a place of business and have well manners, you're looking good, you speak articulately. When you go ahead and maybe starting your own business one day, they're going to remember, yeah, that guy had a good attitude. That guy was a good guy. He held the door for me, such and such. I just saw someone from Weiss that used to work when I was 16 years old, right? And I can't really remember what type of manager she was as far as nice, good, bad, because I was actually transitioning out of the job when she was coming in. But here I am 12 years later, and I remembered who she was. Mm-hmm. She was a messed up person, I would have always, even 12 years later, looked at her as that type of person. If she would have came to me wanting something from me or like maybe want to do some business, I'm like, nah, I know who this person really is. Mm-hmm. But if she had a nice aura, a good aura, I'd be like, yo, like actually, nah, I do like that person. That person was a real mm-hmm. good person. Like, people are going to remember this. Even when you think it's the subtle things, they're going to remember that stuff. Mm-hmm. So again, ask yourself, does the lifestyle that you're getting provided for you, the lifestyle that you're providing for yourself, mm-hmm. does that feel good? Do you like it? And if not, what do you think the other side will provide you? And I'm telling you, it's going to provide you a whole new level of gratification. Mm-hmm. Last thing is, we can't control what other people do. So when you're en route to what you mm-hmm. want to do, when you're having the courage, the diligence, the consistency, the persistence, you have that mental toughness, there's still going to be people who are hating, people who are going to try to tear you down, people are going to try to implant these thoughts into you to kind of throw you off. And they actually get joy from watching you crumble, watching you fall, watching you fail. You can't control their actions, but you could control how you respond to it. And what I've chosen to do from a long time ago is use it. Every time they do that, I'm like, I'm flipping the game where, like, since the world at large, you know, from what my experience is, people have more negative things to say a lot of the times than positive, or like just have a negative automatic response, or like their first thought or frame of mind is something that's not resourceful, then they may reframe it to something positive. And I can be that way sometimes too, and then I reframe it to something positive. But overall, I try to be just positive, always optimistic, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm a realist, but you get what I'm saying.
Right.
What I can control is how I use that. So, like, if you're pouring that into me, and if I believe a lot of people are going to come to me with that type of mindset, the best thing I can do is control my actions. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to flip it now. And they just give me more food, more fuel, more fuel, more fuel, more food, right? And you become a monster in that way. Not in a bad way, but, like, in a sense that this person is going vigorously after his goals. Right. And everything that's thrown at him, he uses that as motivation. Like, okay, I got even more of a chip on my shoulder, or more of a reason to go harder when I don't feel like going hard, when I don't want to wake up at 4 a.m., when I don't want to stay up till 2 a.m. to work on something. I'm going to do that because I don't ever want to prove you right, because I know who I am, and you're just giving me all the more reason as to why I should go ahead and kill it in my goals.
Real, yeah. Wow, that was one hell of an episode. I mean, the wine is done. I'm done.
Yeah. We just want to get some refills in. We'll get some refills. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to episode 9 of the Competent Conversations podcast. Yes. This is the first time since doing the podcast that me and Taquan was able to link up in person. Yeah. It's been a hell of a time. We've been together for the past couple of days. Mm-hmm. We want you guys to stay in contact with us, just to follow what we're doing. So for myself, follow me at freedom.fit.coaching on Instagram, as well as Rashard.Neal. On Facebook, it's Rashard.Neal as well. Snapchat, Rashard.Neal. YouTube, Freedom Fit Coaching. Website, Rashard.Neal.com. It's either between Rashard.Neal or Freedom Fit. That's how you're going to find me some way, somehow, okay? I got some more stuff coming. Oh, my clothing line, Novi Apparel. I'll drop a link below or something like that.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Taekwon, tell me where they can find you.
I'm pretty simple. Facebook, Taekwon Lino. Snapchat, all I do is fit. Instagram, all I do is fit. Website, all I do is fit.net. That's it.
That's it. All right, appreciate you guys. All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Take care.